Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac Insu.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac Insu.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up, guys?
I'm back.
Big Sook is back.
I am back.
Nice for the... thanks... Not, what?
What? Who? Are you having a stroke?
Thanks Hello? For the announcement. Hello, yeah. Mike.
Yeah, just in case people thought it was like a drop. No, I'm back. I'm here.
But we heard you say ahoy, so we knew you were here.
Yeah. Well, it could have been a fake ahoy. I mean, there you go. You don't know what's... Everything's edited now. You see videos on the internet. Facebook's taking
fake
them down.
Fake news.
You don't know what's real.
It's true.
This is ridiculous.
You could be a robot. This could be like Bot Sook.
Calculon 3000, the Sook greatest bot. Sports radio bot of all time.
No, I asked this semi-seriously.
Yeah.
Do you think that broadcasts will eventually be
no
bots?
I do not think eventually they will be bots.
You don't.
How about that sports team? Go Yankees. Although John Sterling may
You're not
already,
giving technology enough credit.
He may be a bot. Well, they do this in it's somewhere over in the East.
He's not because he hasn't been calling games because he had a COVID scare.
That's true.
Who?
Sterling. John Sterling.
Really? I think he's back now though. The Yankees winning.
Wait,
I think
he might
back.
Be back tonight or tomorrow.
He's coming back this week. I saw an announcement on.
Yeah, they had the Spanish language announcer doing the games.
Oh.
With Susan Waldman.
In English.
He also does catchphrases because he's not very original.
What's a
when Aaron Judge hit a home run, it's like, "Hey, he's guilty." It's like, "Oh boy."
Oh boy. Yeah. That's really bad. What is a COVID scare?
Well, he's very old.
Think yeah. you have it, but don't.
He may have been exposed to somebody. You know, I think a lot of the people who are working for baseball teams are doing the calls from the home stadium when the team isn't there.
Yeah.
And they're just in separate booths. So he might have been like going to the stadium, interacting with people, and he's fine.
Okay.
But he took like a week off, which for him is, I don't think it's ever happened. He never takes games off.
Well, I want to say that it was not too long ago, maybe a year or two, where he had to take a day off for some sort of medical thing, and it was the first one he had missed in like 3 decades.
How do you know that?
We talked about it on the program.
Yeah, it was a big
story. On this show?
On this very
we
program.
We talked about John Sterling?
We did.
Yeah. An A-bomb
from A-Rod. The Grundy Man can.
Do you like him, or do you only like him because he's a Yankees guy?
I've grown to like him more. I think he's a little bit annoying, over the top, over the top and annoying.
Right. Yeah. So yeah. You just answered my question. You like him because he's the Yankees guy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Otherwise, you would hate him.
Yeah.
He's like if he were Hawk Harrelson.
He also has a very simple style. When he's not doing the crazy calls, he's just very calm during the game. So if you're listening on the radio, it's just like, hey, I'm not strike two. It's just kind of nice and relaxing.
Let's get to the top story of the day.
Wait, Rob, you don't like, you can put it on the board. Yes.
Well, I'm sure White Sox fans loved him.
Yeah.
But as a Royal fan who hated the White Sox and you always watched the WGN games,
sure.
hated him because he'd always talk crap.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
he was the
Homer broadcaster. Again, if you're not a homer for that team,
if you hate that team,
you're going to, you're not going to be a
But
a,
I'm sure he
fan.
Was good, although he really wasn't. Okay.
oh, but I would say the whole point of that is there is a, it's somewhere in the Far East. I'm not sure if it's in China or Taiwan or Japan. Mm-hmm. It's somewhere in the Far East, though.
China.
They use not robots, but they're CGI broadcasters.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
But that's delivering the news. And it's pre-read. Yeah. I don't think you can really pre-read.
You can program it.
Yeah, who's going to write out 4 hours of sports talk radio? Like, you never know when a gay Bigfoot story is going to break, and you have time to write that out.
Robots can't be nimble enough.
No,
yet.
No,
but
they
maybe
can't.
Someday they will be able to.
But I'll tell you what, when, because we've talked about that, those broadcasts that are CGI'd, and it's a they have a guy and a gal, mm-hmm. and they're both just digitally created. It's kind of spooky because they're
good.
Yeah, I mean. You would never know just by watching it on YouTube or whatever that those weren't real broadcasts.
Are they real people or are they fake people?
No, they're fake people. It's just it's just digitally created.
Wow.
So they just came up with someone that I'm sure there was some sort of market research that was like, this is the most soothing male we can come up with.
Right.
It's not even a person. It's just a calming smear, right? It's just that's what this is. And this lady is non-threatening and we're going to put them on there and... Right. Here you go.
And then they got to make him a little ethnic after a complaint comes in, so they like darken him a little bit.
Well, it is over in one of the again the Far East countries. So I think it's that's not an issue.
Okay.
Does anyone complain? Like, if you're doing a broadcast in Japan, someone's like, whoa, you look too Korean. Right. I want more Japanese.
Where are all the black guys?
Yeah, is anyone over there like, what? We don't have any diversity. Where's the white people?
I don't know.
Like all of a sudden,
I'm guessing that's not a thing.
I get a broadcast job over there just because they need more like awkwardly big white guys. I don't know if that's a thing.
Maybe they do.
Maybe we're the only one that does that. I don't know.
So let's get to the top story of the day.
Yeah.
And that is you were missing in action yesterday.
I was missing in action.
It was the drive-through graduation. Is that what I hear?
I will tell you right now. That and this is not, I'm not speaking out of turn here. My son apologized. To me, for me taking the day off for what that was.
Oh, no.
And I really thought that...
My son is an idiot.
The Evergreen School District, and especially Mountain View High School, which is where my son used to attend and where my daughter still does. I thought their virtual graduation that they did, they put it on YouTube and we had a party. This was like a month and a half ago, something like that. I thought it was really well done for the challenges that they faced, right? They couldn't have one in person, so they did one online. We had a party at my house for just, you know, me and the, you know, my kids, and it was cool. I thought it was well done. Kudos to them. So we find out that they're doing one in person, and I didn't have any details on it. I kept asking my kid, and he's like, I don't know. I just know that we're supposed to be there at 5:45. They're doing it by, like, last name. Letter groups, this is ours, the S is we should be there at 5:45. It's at McKenzie Stadium where they play football and normally hold the graduation. So I said, okay, you want me there? It's important to you. He was bummed out that he didn't get to do prom, senior trip, didn't get to have a real graduation. He wanted to go. So I said, you want to go? I'm going to be there. Boom, day off. Here we go. I did start day drinking quite early, though. So it wasn't a complete waste of my day off. Started about 10:30 in the garage, went from there. So that part of my day, solid effort. So we roll in, so it's 5:45, and I figured let's get there a little early because I'm assuming there's going to be big lines and crowds because they said it'll be safe, socially distanced, all that stuff. So I was like, all right. So we get there a little bit early, 5:30, 5:35, no one there, like no one.
What does it look like?
I pulled up to the stadium, and I kept asking my kid. I kept asking James. I was like, hey, what is this? He's like, I don't know. But he's like, they told us to go cap and gown, and maybe this is my son just being uninformed, but my daughter's looking it up online, trying to figure out what it is. No one knows. So we just know we're showing up, we got masks on, and we figure, all right, it'll be safe, it'll be distanced, whatever, here we go. So we go rolling up in the car, and it should have been an ominous sign that there was no one there. Like, we pull into like where you would normally go into the stadium, and they've got some buses blocking stuff off, and there's no one there. And I was like, are we early? What's happening? So we pull up, and this is the first sign that things are strange things are afoot. The guy who's working, he's got a little like a vest on, like a security vest, like a I mean to, you know, I'm directing traffic here. And as I pull up, I realize this is a family friend of ours for 30 years. He was my youth football coach for probably 5 years growing up. He was the head coach when my brother coached high school football. He started Clark County Youth Football with my father 30 years ago, right? Family friend.
The definition of community.
Definition of community.
There he is out there volunteering.
No idea who I was.
Oh, no.
I pulled up and I rolled down the window and I dropped one of these. I was like, hey, you in charge of this thing? He goes, oh, no. No.
And you knew who he was?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Like, come on.
My family and his, like, we've known each other for 30 plus years, and not like just kind of on the outskirts, like know each other. I know his children. I know his wife.
Mm.
And he just stares at me like blankly. And he's like, what you want to do? You want to go back around here? And I thought for a minute to do the, hey, Terry, what? Hey, man, it's me. But I was like, I guess not. So we pull out again, no cars. And we go around. And I figured, okay, this is why there's no cars. We're just in the wrong place. We have to go in through a different entrance. They have a very specific plan to get us in and out safely. So we go the other way. No, still no cars. Not another car that I see. And I'm asking James, I'm like, hey, man, what's going on? He's like, I don't know. So we pull up and they've got like a makeshift stage that they've assembled at the top of McKenzie Stadium, right? Before you go down into the stadium, the bleachers, just in the parking lot. They set up this makeshift stage and some cones to kind of navigate you through. And so we pull up, and again, it's now 5:35. We're supposed to be there at 5:45. Not another car in sight. And I pull up to a lady in another vest, and I said, am I early? What? She goes, oh, no, it's fine. We can do this now. What's your son's name? I said, James Sukanik. She looks up on a list and goes, okay, have him get out of the car, and then you guys pull forward, and you can stop right there, but don't get out of your car. I was like, what? Yeah, don't get out of the car. He gets to get out. So he gets out of the car.
He's cap and gown?
Cap and gown. So he gets out of the car, and they play like on a boombox.
Oh, no.
Like just like what you would have like when you were like in the eighth grade recording your favorite hits off of, Z100 or
what
whatever.
What up?
So they hit the little graduation music. Not like on a big, I meant to do this, great sounds. No, just like a little like, dun, dun, like Macho Man's coming down to the ring.
Yeah, pomp and circumstance or whatever.
Yeah.
This is outside of the
outside
stadium.
In just this weird makeshift sort of stadium and stage. And there's, I don't know, like a principal or something. I don't know. There's two or three people on
the
stage.
In a suit?
No, like just like.
What are they wearing?
Just some khakis and like a button down or something.
Okay.
And so he walks up there. And they say, James Sukanik. And I was like, are they handing him anything? And my son's standing there. He doesn't know what to do. He's just standing on the stage looking around at me. And we're like, and so my son turns and he goes to shake the guy's hand and he does one of, whoa. No. The guy pulls back. And I hear my son, because again, the music's not very loud. Can I shake someone's hand? No, you can't.
Why would he want to shake hands?
I don't
know. Can't do that.
I think he's just awkwardly up there like the rest of us. So we start honking the horn like, hey, again, not another car in sight, a single car in sight. So after that, like we take a photo of him on stage, not standing with anyone because no one's there. It's just him standing on stage with like three people in the background. Then a large gentleman comes up and escorts him off the stage. They're like, all right, son, let's get off the stage.
They cuff him.
Yeah. So he just walks down. And I even joked. I was like, I'm like, are you getting escorted out of your graduation? The guy's like, very serious looking Marine sort of guy. Kind of impressive, though. And so we get in the car and my son looks at me and goes, what the hell was that? I said, I don't know. He's like, is that it? I'm like, I think that's it. And he just looks at me and goes, I'm sorry. He goes, I don't know what to tell you. And this is the best part. So now we're driving away and I'm looking around and there's no cars behind. There's no one coming. And we're all now like all in the car. We're like, are we the only ones showing up to this? Did everyone else know that this was like a sham? And so then I see one other car who's like kind of pulled off on the side. There's like some portables or something over there. And they've pulled over and they're outside like taking photos. They got some balloons and they've got their daughter out there and she's in her cap and gown. So our windows are down because we were, you know, recording the giant pomp and circumstance that was going on here. And all I hear, right, as we're driving away at like 2 miles an hour, because again, they've got these cones set up and we're making the right hand turn. All I heard, because they were getting out of their car and they had some balloons and stuff, all I heard the dad out loud, just for everyone to hear, the dad says, what the F was that? And I, I gave him one of these. Woo, and I started honking my horn, like giving him the thumbs up. I'm like, yeah. And then we left. That was the graduation. The whole thing, once we got to where we were going, 26 seconds.
Wow.
Why? I got to, Mountain View High School, Evergreen School District, I got to ask, why?
Oh, dear.
Why?
I can't answer that. I would like to try to, but I can't. Maybe they were just trying to give kids
I don't know.
A photo op, you know?
I don't know.
You get a photo?
Well, not like
or a video.
I guess, but you had to take it through the car window. Like, you weren't allowed to get out. At one point, someone, like, when he got out of the car, my daughter was going to get out to go take a photo, and we were chastised. You are not, you know, no. Everyone stay in the car. Only
well,
he,
you know there's a pandemic going
yes,
on.
Yes, only he was allowed to get out of the car.
So it was very safe.
Believe me, it was safe. No one's getting the Rona off of that thing. I just don't know why. I'm confused.
Well, if you knew it had been that, you wouldn't have gone.
No. No idea.
But chances are you knew that it was going to be that. You just didn't do enough homework. I'm sure they told you.
Right, somewhere. I don't know.
Somebody said if you actually opened your mail, you would know.
No, I do. I didn't get anything in the mail.
Email.
Oh, I don't know. Couldn't tell you. My son didn't know.
Because you don't open your emails.
It's possible.
Well, that sucks.
That was my day off. But again,
got some day drinking in.
I got some good garage drinking in. Siphon the gas out of a car. That was my day.
Good day off.
Yeah, not a bad day off.
I mean, that wasn't a nuisance for you. The graduation thing. It was just stupid.
Yeah, it was just.
It just feels like a waste.
Yeah,
because it's in the middle of the week. So you take a Wednesday off and you're like, what's the point of taking one day in the middle of the week?
Well, that was what I was asking. Like, how many parents are rocking up to this thing? Like, what? What the hell is going on? But then we went and got some spicy tots and I did some night drinking and it turned out okay.
All right.
Went down to McMiniman's on the river and there you go. Had some
I would like
good.
To once again, live on the air, profess a hearty congratulations to Tiny Y for graduating.
Yes.
Nice job. You did it. Life only gets better from here because, well, you haven't really done anything yet.
No, not really. Although he's not going to
or
school.
Or worse.
He's not going to school, though, so.
He's not going
my
to
son is an idiot.
No, he's not going away
he's
to school.
He's bagging it.
Yeah, because they, you know.
Yeah.
The thing that you said, too.
There he is.
There he is.
So he was going to go to Central Washington.
Yeah.
And now that they're doing, like, are they doing online only?
They're
or are they
doing online.
Hybrid?
Yeah.
So is he going to do the hybrid. Online here, or is he just not going to go? He's going to wait.
He'll knock out a year at community college, and then he'll go back up next year if everything.
Now, is community college online?
Yeah, everything's online.
Okay.
So, we're like, that 15 grand room and board seems a bit much when you're not allowed to do anything.
Room and board? Like, so the dorm?
Yeah. The only things open.
They're still charging that?
The only thing open on the campus is the dorm and where you eat, whatever the, you know, I don't know. The
cafeteria.
I know it's not a cafeteria, but they're whatever their version of that. That's the only thing.
They don't give you discounts or
no.
God, what a joke. How many people are going to go?
I don't know. But I love the efforts, though, because now that we said we're not going, I get about 7 emails and 4 phone calls a day asking, hey, would you like to reconsider? Nah, we're good.
Well, give it to you for a third of the price. Yeah. Maybe.
No. Don't you understand? Up to 30% of classes may be in person. Up to, and then it's up to the professor how many of those classes are going to be in person. And while nothing's open on campus yet, we feel confident that at some point it will open up.
Stupid.
Yeah.
All of that's dumb.
Yeah.
Everything you just said is dumb.
It's tough. He's bummed out, but what are you going to do?
Oh, yeah. It's a horrible year or two for him. Well, year.
Yeah.
It's just bad timing.
Yeah, we're hoping next year, you know, hopefully we
that sucks.
You know, we get through it. And
go up to Central Washington and party as a Chippewa next year.
I don't think they're the Chippewas.
What are they?
I think they're the Banditos. No, not that. What are they? The Wolves, the Red Wolves, the
I don't know what
the
they
surrogates.
Are.
No, I think they're the Wildcats.
Are they?
I think they're the Wildcats.
That's generic.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. It's Cougars, Wildcats. There's usually some form of animal, you know, maybe some waterfowl.
They are the Wildcats.
You what?
They are the Wildcats.
They're the Wildcats.
Okay.
The least original name of all time.
Central Washington.
I know.
Where is that? What town?
Ellensburg.
Yeah.
What?
Ellensburg.
Cool. You been up there?
Oh, yeah. We checked it out, but, you know.
You like it?
Well, I don't know. Like, I mean, when you go take the tour of the campus, I mean, how much
were you like, oh, wow, this is pretty and great? Or were you like, eh?
No, it seemed
looks like a college.
It seemed like a college town, which I thought was pretty cool because I do think there's some value in going to a place that is just a college town as opposed to, you know.
Totally.
Yeah, where you go to a place and there's so much more going on.
You know what I'd like to say to that?
Yeah.
Hundo P.
People call it like a mini version of Washington State. It's like a mini Pullman.
Hundo P.
All right, well, let's get started. It's a Thursday broadcast. We have NFL today, lots of NFL news. And Blazers play again tonight, I think?
Yes.
Right? Playing the Nuggets.
Well, they're playing a version of the Nuggets. Once again, I believe that there is a chance that if you got down there in time, you could be a rotational player for the Nuggets.
Yeah, they get a lot of guys hurt, huh? A
lot of guys.
A lot of milk.
PGA
Championship is underway, and we have a preseason college football coaches poll for a season that may not happen. So we'll get started with sports talk next on The Fan.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, here's our poll question today, brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, family business helping families for over 50 years. AAAIAQ.com, more exciting run, Blazers or Timbers?
Ooh.
Blazers.
How about that? The Timbers won last night.
Yeah.
At least I'm told.
Up until this point, I would have to say the Timbers because, well, yes. The Timbers are a lot deeper in. The Blazers are just hoping to make the playoffs, so that's looking better and better.
Yeah, well, the Blazers are pretty exciting right now.
Absolutely.
But yes, the Timbers are further.
Sure.
But it's also soccer, so, you know, the Blazers are the team of record, so. But they won, and I read today the Timbers, so they're in the finals now.
Yes.
So now they're waiting for the team that they play in the finals. The winner of this tournament gets a CONCACAF Champions League spot.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm going to need you to...
What does that mean?
I'm going to need you to explain that to me.
That is a tournament.
Soccer Mike?
Okay, we can go to Soccer
Mike. No. I want to hear Rob's attempt at an explanation.
That's a tournament.
Okay.
So the winner of this tournament. So the winner of this soccer is back tourney.
Yes.
Is not the MLS champion.
No.
Okay. They are just the winner of the MLS is back tournament.
Yes.
But by winning the MLS is back tournament, they get a CONCACAF Champions League spot, which is a tournament that consists of, I think, teams, the best teams from North and South America and the Caribbean. Am I correct?
Hey! Are you now soccer Rob?
Thank you.
Are you wearing glasses? Does this mean you're super soccer smart now?
I left my scarf in the car.
Oh.
So you know how there's a Champions League?
Yes.
For in Europe, which is the big one.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Of course.
All the top teams in each country get to qualify for that, and it's kind of like the big deal, right? We have that ourselves over here in this part of the world, in North, South America, and the Caribbean. And the best teams in each of those countries enter it. The teams in Mexico tend to do the best, but yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this. How could the Timbers have made that tournament otherwise?
By winning the league or by winning the U.S. Open Cup, which is another tournament in the middle of the season.
So it's not easy to make that tournament.
It's not easy. They made it when they won the MLS Cup in 2015 and got slaughtered.
Right. Did they get slaughtered?
Yeah, I'm trying to... those games aren't always on TV, but I don't think they played very well.
Has an MLS team ever done well in that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But as of now, we still don't, because I know it was kind of up in the air. This is it for the MLS. As far as we know,
they said they wanted to maybe figure out if they could do regular season
but
we don't know what's happening. Yeah.
So this could be it. You play the MLS's back tournament, and then you win it. You're in the little cup thingy there, and then maybe, just maybe, there's something else after that.
2018, Toronto made the final but lost. I'm just scrolling back. It's all teams in Mexico. They just win it every year.
Okay, but that's cool that they get to go there if they win this tournament.
Yes.
So, go Timbers.
You are correct. Ole, 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 ole. Yeah,
Timbers have been playing really well.
Yeah, they're great. By the way,
I read that the 538, or was it 538? They gave
538.
Them 538.
They gave them a 6% chance at the start of this whole thing.
The Timbers?
Timbers.
Well, they were in the group
of
death.
What do they know?
Well, I mean, it's all statistics and, you know, analytics.
They also had Hillary winning.
That is true.
Thanks, Nate Silver.
They're so stupid. Hey, it's a big deal. The Timbers are on a massive run.
Sebastian Blanco is incredible.
Did you see what just occurred on the golf?
Yeah, the doucher tournament? Just snapped his head off of his driver and then dropped a big fat F-bomb.
Yeah, I didn't see the F-bomb, but he broke his driver.
Yeah, snapped the head right off.
But now, was he hitting the ball or did he?
I don't know. Does he have
that? I mean, it doesn't look broken. It just looks detached. Does you know have... how those things are adjustable yeah. now? Yeah. It's not like he snapped his driver. Just the head came off of the shaft.
Now, I know in golf, you can't, whatever you have in your bag, that's what's in your bag, right?
You can't, that's right. You can't switch out.
You can't switch out.
You can tomorrow.
I know, but so for the rest of the day, can he have that repaired? Because he's taking it with him.
You can't. Okay, so yeah, he is taking it with him.
Like if I snap my six iron, can I throw some duct tape on that bad boy? Because you can't replace the club.
You definitely can't replace the club. If the head comes off, I don't think he can put that back on and play with it. No. Okay. I don't know that I'm right about this because this is all new technology with these drivers now that you can
sure.
unscrew the head and yeah. switch the settings and all this. I don't think if that comes off, even though it's not broken,
yeah.
I'm not certain that he can put it back on because I do know that you have in a tournament, you have to put it back on this. Like you can't adjust it mid tournament.
Yeah. Because they have like weights and you can shift right. it around. You can't like when you start off and you have a certain number of clubs in the bag, that's what you have.
Right.
And there's a limit to what you have. So that's why I was wondering, I'm assuming someone else can fix it, but I'm like, if he picks that thing up and he can repair it, cause he is carrying it with him. He was walking down the fairway with the head and the shaft.
Yeah, I don't know why his caddy doesn't have... Well, he's going somewhere. What is happening? He's leaving.
I don't know.
He is walking off the course.
I don't know.
Boy, this guy is... He's just entertainment, man.
I don't know what's happening. But yes, he is. He does appear to be walking somewhere that does not relate to him playing golf. He looks flummoxed. Yeah. He also looks... Well, now he's gone...
Ducking under the ropes.
He's gone OB.
He's laughing.
I don't know.
Would you like our play-by-play of Bryson DeChambeau walking?
He's quite puffy.
No. Nope.
He sure is.
Yeah.
Now he's giving it to his caddy.
Okay, I don't... Yeah. So
I think he's done with that club for this round.
Yeah, he put the shaft in the bag.
So...
All right, well, yeah. That was interesting.
How fun is this?
So
exciting,
I mean,
huh, Mike?
Well, the whole point is that he has bulked up just so he can yeah. hit the living blank out of the ball off the tee, and now...
He can't.
Well, I guess,
and he's only on 7.
Well, I guess you 3-wood it now.
Is he on 7? Yeah. He's on 7. I bet his 3-wood, I bet he can hit it.
Yeah, I'm sure. 320. I'm sure he's going to hit it just fine. The rough, by the way, at the PGA is insane. They were the PGA, their official Twitter account. Did you see their little clip they had this morning?
No.
They had a fun little, it was like 45 seconds, and it was just random people. You know, I'm sure they were working for the PGA. They would just walk out to the rough, and they were just dropping golf balls. Just to show you exactly,
you can't
see crap.
Yeah.
Like when you are in the rough, that stuff is gnarly.
Well, you know, this Harding Park is a public city course, kind of like Torrey Pines. That's rare to have a major at a place like that, but yeah. It's right next to Olympic Club.
I mean, the rough, like right off the green. I mean, if you're not on the green, you're in it, and it's something.
Yeah,
it's different to see.
That's why DeChambeau wasn't. A favorite amongst a lot of people because he's not hitting fairways.
The length is not necessarily going to be the determining factor here.
Yeah. All right. Hey, there's hot soccer Blazers
who had
golf talk.
Like in the second segment.
In the same segment.
Boy, that's and from Soccer Rob too. Normally that would come from Beefsteak aka Soccer Mike, but no.
I know what I'm talking about.
It came from you. It's the glasses.
Who are they?
You've got glasses now, and all of a sudden your sports brain, it's spilling over.
Now I'm going to ask Mike a soccer question, mm-hmm. and this is one of the, you ever do this where you ask questions that you know that you're not going to understand the answer?
Sure.
But I'm going to ask it anyway.
Understand.
Who are the two teams that they could play?
Orlando City.
Okay.
Or Minnesota United.
Okay, and I know nothing about them, so why did I ask that?
I don't know.
So who's better?
They're the 1 and 2 seeds on that side of the bracket. So Orlando's the 1 seed. So I guess Orlando. Okay. Minnesota's been playing pretty well, though. I'd probably say Minnesota's, in my mind, the favorite to win that game. Yeah. But Timbers played Philadelphia. That was also the 1-2 matchup. So
when's the final?
Tuesday.
They wait too long between games. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, it's a little weird they're not doing it on the weekend. Because the other semifinal's today. Orlando plays Minnesota today.
So you're going to sit around and
get COVID? Why not play it on Saturday? I don't understand.
Have they had any COVIDs in the MLS?
No.
No.
Not one.
Bubbles are working.
The bubbles.
The NBA bubble's working. The COVID bubble's working.
Mm. Well, we got the
NHL
COVID
as well. I mean, it's the bubbles work. And some of the NFL numbers have been pretty good.
That's where I was going. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll get to our NFL today because we have a lot to catch up on with that league. And, their player COVID tests are in, and we'll tell you how they did. Coming up next, here's Mike.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, so here's the deal. Here's the dealio. Before we get to NFL today,
I'm ready for the dealio.
DeChambeau snapped his driver, but he didn't do it on purpose.
No, his big fat body stepped on it.
he was bending over. He's only on the seventh hole.
Yeah,
and he was bending over to get his tee, and he stepped on it, and it broke, and it is not fixable. In other words, the shaft is broken.
I thought
it looked like just the head, and
but when you look at it, there was about a 2-inch section of it that was laying off on the side. So it snapped.
So he can, apparently under new rules, he can replace that club.
Okay.
So he was looking, he was calling his rep over. That's what the caddy was
that's why he was walking
waving
off.
Yeah, he was waving the guy over. And here he is right here. So he's getting in, it looks like they're giving him a new shaft. Yeah.
And
so,
then they'll just screw the head
and he'll just
on
put
it.
The head on there, and he has to put it on the same way he had it set. But you can. That's a new rule. You can replace those. As a matter of fact, a player is allowed to keep using and/or repair any club damaged during a round, no matter what the damage, and even if the player damaged it in anger.
That's what I was saying. Like, so you Bo Jackson that thing over your knee, and you're fine. You can replace it.
Although that would be very hard to do. How are you gonna? Well, you can replace it, but there's no way to fix it. But for the average guy, you and I mean, what are we going to do? Do we have another 3-iron in the car?
No, but these cats, guys, like you said, I'm sure you go to the rep. So basically, no matter what you do on the PGA Tour, you're going to be fine because as long as it's the same club, you can replace it. I did not know that.
It seems as if that is the case based off of what is on USGA.org.
Okay. I was not aware.
Okay, fella. All right, to the NFL today, we do have NFL player COVID results, COVID test results. They did pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, all things being considered, the injury COVID list that you're seeing out there, I mean, there's some names on there, although Matthew Stafford turned out his was false. He had the false negative, and his wife's all pissy and moany about
this. What's her problem?
Oh, she's saying the treatment that they've gotten is ridiculous. That
Why?
They were ostracized from the community and they were shunned.
Because he got COVID? Or because what?
His wife, I'll find it for you. His wife made a big Instagram post about it, and she's livid.
Was everyone assuming that he maybe got it because he parties? Is that what everyone?
I think it was more that she was pissed that it leaked that he was positive when it turns out he wasn't.
Okay.
But that's like when you go on that list, then everyone knows that. Well, that's why you're on the list.
Exactly.
But she was not happy. She said that like they were at a park and people told them to go home, and it was like a community shun thing, and it caused.
Oh, I see. So everybody thought that he had it.
Yes.
They knew that he didn't, so they were out, and everybody was pissed that they were out.
Yes, that sort of thing. She was not happy about it. She said that it was traumatic to her and the kids, and she had a big post about it, and it's a whole thing.
Okay.
But he's fine now. He doesn't.
The false positive is not really common. I think they said, 6% of tests can be false positives.
Yeah, she said, maybe we should be absolutely positive. A person has COVID before releasing that info to the world. I'm sharing our experience because I don't want that happening to any other family because apparently, again, it was super traumatic. And, she blames the NFL for, not holding themselves accountable. And these are people's lives and livelihoods that are the results of their test sites.
But he tested positive, though.
I know. But apparently it was a false. And look, I get everyone's entitled to their opinion. I don't feel bad for Kelly Stafford and their $8 billion that for like 3 days, apparently there was a handful of people that didn't want you at a park because they thought your family might have COVID. I'm sorry, Kelly, but I think there's other people that are going through more right now.
Right.
I'm not starting a 5K and a GoFundMe for you and your family.
It also seems reasonable that people would think he had COVID. He tested positive.
Yes, and was on the NFL list, but
it's not people's fault that they reacted to that as if he were positive because he tested positive. How are they supposed to know it's false?
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. Everybody's on tilt, bro.
Yes, there are a lot of people on edge. But for the most part, the NFL numbers have not been Terrible.
No, they're at 2%. They had a 2% positive test rate.
Yes.
That's, I think they said, what, 2,600 players, 56 positives. That's positive. That's what Chris Cuomo says for positive.
That's the pause.
Pause, bro.
And you've seen some guys. Max Crosby was a Raiders defensive end. He just went on that. Rod Smith. I mean, you have a handful of guys on each team, but the opt-out deadline came and went. And, you know, there's not a ton of those. The Patriots were probably, well, not probably. They were by far the hardest hit with guys opting out, but no starting quarterbacks, not very few true star players.
Do they get paid?
If you don't get paid, if you opt out and you're considered high risk, like if you have sickle cell or if you know, like a cancer survivor or you've got a family member, you can get up to $350,000 this year, but it's not, it comes out of your salary next year. So it's like a pay advance. And then if you don't, have any sort of risk factor that would be considered higher than normal, it's like 150, but again, it's just an advance. So you get paid, but it's your money. It's just that next year, you know, you'll be $350,000 less.
Right. So there's an incentive. There's a financial incentive to play.
Yes.
I mean, these big money quarterbacks aren't going to opt out because they want their money.
Sure. Like with Dante Hightower, who I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. That seems to me that that's the highest, that's the biggest name. And I think he's like $8 or $9 million. He does not get that money. So it just pauses, right? Your contract will pick up where it was next year. So he loses a year, but it's not like that money just disappears. Next year, he gets to start it again.
Somebody texts our fan text line, which can be reached at 503-250-1080. Since when is it all right to give out people's medical info? Well,
it's not. There is a COVID injury report list.
Right.
And when you go on that, then we know that either you have it or that you've been quarantined for it. I mean, that's.
And the Lions put him on that. That's why everyone knew he had. And by the way, if a media member finds out he has COVID and leaks it.
Yes.
That's not HIPAA. HIPAA applies to medical professionals.
Yeah.
You know, like the doctor who saw Matt Stafford and saw that he was positive or whatever. It's a HIPAA violation if he spills the beans to anyone. That's
sure.
Private. But, you know, if a media member gets word somehow from maybe the wife or something, that's not, you know.
No.
It's not HIPAA.
No. And again, when there's an,
it's annoying,
there's but it's
an not
injury
HIPAA.
Report in the NFL, like, again, if a guy blows out his ACL and he goes on the IR, that's welcome to the world of the NFL.
So you said 66 players have opted out?
Yeah, I'm looking through here, and like most teams have two, maybe three guys. The Browns have five. Cowboys have three.
Star Lotulelei's out.
He's out. He's a bigger name.
Devin Funchess for the Packers.
Yep. I'm looking at like the Chargers don't have anyone that opted out. The Patriots are by far the most.
Yeah.
They've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They got 8.
Whoa.
Yeah. Including a couple guys. I mean, Hightower, Patrick Chung are both kind of big guys on their defense. Marcus Cannon's a starting offensive lineman. Nate Solder, who's a big left tackle for the Giants. CJ Mosley is a big name. He's an all-pro linebacker for the Jets. They've got 3. Seahawks only have 1, and that was Warmack. Steelers don't have anyone. I mean, it's not a giant list. It just isn't. There's outside of the Patriots who will take a serious blow from this.
Do you think that's because there are more Patriots opted out because, you know, it's just known to be really tough around there?
It's possible.
Like, they're just like, man, I'm not going. I already got to deal with Bill. Now I got to deal with COVID and Bill. No.
You know, there may be an element, too, if they realize that it could be a step backwards this year and you just, you know.
I can't even imagine.
Maybe it's just that guys talk, right? Teammates talk. And maybe there was enough guys that were like, hey, man, this is serious. I don't want to mess around with this, and kind of spread through. It might just be coincidence. You know, and then there's other people. Like, I know Colin is convinced, the herd, by the way, he's convinced that the Patriots are up to some sort of giant tank job where – you know, that they're gonna get Justin Fields or they're gonna get Trevor Lawrence. But of those teams that are impacted,
maybe they are.
It's a lot of information.
The Patriots will be by far the biggest hit on this. And today this is it. This is the list.
Yeah, it's over. The deadline is passed.
The deadline is passed.
Although there is still a way, I guess you can still opt out later if the player gets a new diagnosis that he has a high risk condition, or
you get it. I mean,
well, if a player's family member dies, is hospitalized or otherwise moves to a medical facility because of COVID,
yeah,
then they can opt out.
Sure.
It doesn't even say that that you can opt out if you get it. They're like, yeah, no.
I would assume if
you're playing.
I would assume if you get it, you can be like, hey guys, I'm not feeling very well, and
well, you can sit out, but you can't opt out.
I'm gonna take some time. How many of that, like, guys are just waiting? You know, they're just gonna go on the IR and get their full salary. They're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Why would I take $350,000 for an advance when I can just, you know, I'm not feeling well. Give me all my money.
All right.
And we'll see what happens. The bubble is not going to be in effect in the NFL. You can't do it. But so far, the numbers have been encouraging. You know, Seattle has been in camp now, you know, for 9 days and, you know, everything's hunky-dory. I think the question is, when the season begins and you start traveling, guys are doing their everyday lives and you're going about and you're in communities, especially if things again start to reopen back up, that's the question is how fast this stuff spreads a la Major League Baseball.
Well, yeah, baseball had a 2% positive test rate when they're after their initial test too.
Yeah.
But that nothing had begun yet. So that's the NFL and baseball are on the same are level playing field there, but we saw what's happened with baseball once the season started. So
sure.
All right.
And this isn't a socially distant sport either. The thing that baseball has going forward is we've seen that you can have a team riddled with this, the Marlins, and not necessarily give it to other teams. I'm not convinced that that is going to be as...
convince you of that?
As well in the game of football. Seems like that may be a little easier to transmit it. Oh, and by the way, you've got double in the case of training camp, triple the players.
How about John Gruden pulling tricks?
Yeah.
We'll get to that coming up next. 350 on the Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, coming up, which version of the Denver Nuggets will the Blazers be playing tonight?
The not very good one.
Our MILFs for Rop Blazers pregame show is still to come.
Yeah. Sources close to the MILFs say that the Nuggets are playing nobody.
Somebody said Hard Knocks starts next week.
I think it starts on Tuesday.
Yep.
No kidding.
Yep. Well, they've been like the...
Have they been practicing?
Yeah. Most teams have been in camp now for like 8-9 days. And some of that is just like quarantine and like the processing thing. But yeah, things are going,
but
man.
I know that they haven't done full padded practices. Yeah,
I do not believe they've gone full pads. No,
that starts August. I just wrote that down somewhere. August 17th.
But I'm here to tell you that the idea of full pads in the NFL, you can do a lot without pads on.
Right,
you learn that very early on because it's all collectively bargained. Like when you can and can't wear even like half pads, which is just helmets and shoulder pads versus no pads and. Let's just say they do a lot of stuff with no pads. And sometimes, you know, guys rat out their team and is like, yeah, we're going full go here, even though we're not wearing pads. So work is getting done.
And the Hard Knocks this year, by the way, that's on HBO if you don't know.
Those teams.
Chargers and Rams.
Yeah.
Cool.
So you get two and...
That's maybe some Justin Herbert in there?
Well, I would assume so. I mean, I guarantee he will be a big part of it.
Maybe some Sean McVay?
Herbert, I would assume, I mean, even though he's not the starter and most people don't think he will be for a while, I mean, he's a top five pick. Like he's going to be a major storyline, in that. I remember when the Browns did it, Baker Mayfield wasn't the starter. It was Tyrod Taylor, and Baker is still going to be the story. I just don't know how Herbert's going to play.
Yeah, but Baker was more of a personality.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder what Herbert. He's just he's a different guy, right? He's not Baker Mayfield, and I wonder if it will be as big of a story as it normally would be because he's kind of bland. He's a bit milquetoast, just a good kid, smart kid. I don't know how much he's going to want to be on there or what that angle is going to be played up. I just don't see him giving you a lot, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe his personality comes out and shines.
All right, well, John Gruden has reportedly gotten pretty wild with his new Raiders there in Vegas.
He does run an interesting camp.
So he wanted to teach his players a lesson. So he tricked them into believing that he was hospitalized with the COVIDs.
Yes. He wanted to see not just how the players, but he wanted to see how the coach. I guess he didn't even tell the coaches.
Yeah, he wanted to see how everybody reacted.
Yeah.
So he's this is according to NFL Network. So he was told that when Raiders players joined a Zoom meeting last week expecting to see Gruden, they instead were greeted by special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia. He shared alarming news telling them that the 56-year-old Gruden was hospitalized with the disease caused by the novel coronavirus, which has been attributed to the deaths of at least 154,000 people in the U.S., except that Gruden did not have COVID and has not tested positive for the virus. His players reportedly were apprised of the truth of the situation shortly after this special teams coach sprang the surprise.
Now, I will tell you that I guess I understand in some shape or form the value of this.
I don't.
I think it's kind of tone deaf, man. I mean, you got 150,000 people that are dead. You got another, 60 or 70,000 people that are hospitalized, and you're pretending to have it?
That's... Yeah, I don't get why. Okay, you're trying to send the message that anybody can get it.
Yeah, the show goes on.
But you don't have it.
No.
That's so weird. That's just a weird way to go about it. Why don't you just say, hey, Doug Peterson, you know, coach of the Eagles?
Yeah.
I'm your head coach. There's only, 30 of these in two of them have already had it.
Yeah.
Sean Payton and
Doug Peterson.
Yeah. So I could get it.
Pray for me. I guess he just wanted to see the reaction. I don't know. I mean, was he watching like behind a painting, like with the eyes cut out? He was like behind the wall, I want to see what people do. Like, are people cheering? Like, ah, it's like your glimpse at your own mortality and funeral. It seems a bit bleak, but I guess. I mean,
he said he wanted his team to experience something of a sneak preview of what may happen.
Yeah.
That way, the Raiders might be more mindful of the possibility that they or anyone around them could be infected and you never know. Do you think that's effective?
Are you not aware at this point? Like,
well, you did say that in NFL players, when you were in the league, had to be, many of them, had to be taught how to open a banking or a checking account or something.
That is true.
So
that is true.
I don't think we should take anything for granted in terms of what people are aware of, but I just think that's a weird way to go about it.
I will tell you that in my brief experience, and Trent Dilfer said this once. Remember when we had Dilfer on once and we were talking about NFL players being treated like adults? He goes, they're not adults. He goes, some of them are. He goes, some of them are the worst children you've ever met. There is an element of that. And this is why I think the NFL is going to run into problems. We know the bubbles work. It's just at this point, it's proven from the WNBA to the MLS to the NHL to the NBA, bubbles work. We know that even the non-bubble, but like self-responsibility, like in Major League Baseball, for the most part has worked. We've seen that the flare-ups that they've had have been because people aren't taking it seriously, correct? Like with the Marlins and the Cardinals, that those outbreaks largely were based on guys not following basic guidelines.
That's what they're blaming it on, but do we really know that?
You don't, but it seems to be working everywhere else. And so one would assume that those rumors, I think there's some teeth to it.
Okay.
And so now we get into the NFL, which is by far the riskiest sport, football, bar none, with the number of people, the close quarters, the meetings, the huddle, I don't know, just ramming your head into other people. There's nothing quite like it. You are now going to be asking NFL players over the course of a very, very long season to curtail what seemingly would be to them normal activities. You're asking them to be mature. You're asking them to make sacrifices. You're asking them to conduct themselves in a way that they haven't had to do before. And the whole season hangs on that self-responsibility of 56 guys, I think now, eight practice players, let's just round out, say 65 guys, and coaches inside that locker room. From what I know, and this is a long time ago, maybe it's changed, from my brief little experience in the world of the NFL for the couple years that I bummed around there, I do not have the utmost confidence that those locker rooms are going to be able to do that, and then the maturity level is going to be there. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that they prove me wrong. I hope that we don't have to run into this. But something tells me that the NFL, if you think the Major League Baseball ride has been a bit bumpy, I think it's going to be much, much worse in the NFL, but I hope I'm wrong.
All right. Coming up next, we've got one more NFL note. The Saints are creating their own bubble, and that's kind of interesting. And then, Blazers Nugs, your MILF Syrup pregame show is coming up, followed by In the News on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.